The Provincial Teachers Union wants its members moved to the front of the line for the next phase of COVID vaccinations. Union President Dean Ingram is worried that teachers are at a higher risk, especially since the breakout of the COVID variant first got a foothold with students. The president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association is on the line now. Good morning, Dean Ingram.
And good morning to you and your audience.
So why do you think teachers should be prioritized for the next round of vaccines?
Well, we've heard the Minister of Education state very clearly, not just yesterday, but previously, that our K-12 education system is an essential service and our teachers are essential workers. Vaccinating teachers would add an additional layer of protection for students, for staff, and this in turn would increase the likelihood of schools staying open safely once our in-school classes resume. And while the details of the Phase 2 vaccination priorities have not yet been identified, we do believe that teachers should be included. And I spoke to the Premier yesterday on this and advocated for this to be done, as well as ensuring that additional preventive measures are put in place within our schools. As many are well aware of, is that we've been advocating for a stronger set of measures in our province since July. And as per your introduction, this outbreak that happened did have part of its root within our school system. And these are concerns that we have.
Again, I'm not an epidemiologist, I'm not a medical professional here, but would that be an effective way to do this, to give teachers a vaccine in the next round as a priority, even though the hundreds of students in the schools where they teach may not be vaccinated?
Well, I think you have to consider both, but right now I know that our members, NLTA members, are on the front lines of our schools every single day teaching and supporting students during those unprecedented times. Frontline workers should receive frontline protections. After our vulnerable populations, the elderly, those in long-term care homes, those with underlying medical conditions, and our healthcare workers. If you want to maintain the education system, you have to protect those who are working within it. And what we're saying is that the Phase 2 scenario, after our frontline healthcare workers, after our vulnerable populations, that's where teachers slot into, in the second tier. You want to maintain the school system, you maintain the workforce and protect the workforce that are going into them.
A lot of other groups who feel they should be a priority, like truckers, rotational workers, grocery store workers, other frontline workers as well, I think they should have the priority. What do you say to those who think teachers should wait?
Well, I would suggest that my job is to advocate for what I see amongst our members. I would certainly agree that there are many groups that need to be considered within Phase 2. What we are saying is that teachers need to be included within that phase as well.
What are you hearing from teachers right now?
Right now, present, teachers are very anxious, they're very stressed. This has been an ongoing situation, as we have maintained several times, which should add to the need for vaccination of teachers. The measures we see in place within our schools are less than we see in other public venues. The protection that teachers have within their workplace is less than what we see in other workplaces. And the safety of everyone in our school communities and doing all we can to stop the spread of COVID-19 should be the main priority. With that in mind, and in light of the confirmed spread, as you mentioned, we fully support the suspension of in-person class this date. I think there's lessons to be learned here. We've repeatedly expressed concerns regarding what we see in our schools and what we see in place to protect school staffs. And recent trends do demonstrate that the majority of new cases have indeed been among school-aged individuals. Our schools have been allowed to operate with little or no physical distancing, relaxed mask rules, and these are difficult to enforce. With this variant now here and on the move, when our schools reopen, it's imperative that protections be enhanced in order to prevent a recurrence of what we're now experiencing. And this in and of itself should cause everyone pause for thought. As I mentioned, I spoke to the Premier yesterday about the vaccination protocols, and he listened. I also spoke about the need for enhancing safety measures within our schools when our students do return.
When we talk about teachers here, am I right in assuming that when you say the next round of vaccines should include teachers, it includes support staff, personnel in schools as well?
Yes, I would suggest that those who are in our schools, I would include those well. I'd include our student assistants, our teaching and learning assistants, our school counselor administrators. When I say teachers, yes, what I'm speaking about are those who work within our education system in direct contact with the student population.
So there are people saying online now, too, that, okay, fair enough, these teachers are on the front lines and they should be prioritized, but that necessarily won't do a whole lot to reduce the spread of any virus or variant of within schools, that it's really just until everybody, and including students, are vaccinated, that's the only time that they will really become effective.
Well, if we want to keep our schools open, which we do, we've seen how important it is to keep students in school. We need to ensure there are protections for those who will be operating those schools, that being our teachers and other individuals, as you mentioned. If we vaccinate those individuals, we have the best chance of keeping our schools open. We have our best chance of avoiding any further hiccups, because I had to believe that this latest outbreak will pass and students will be returned to the school system in due course. But when that happens, it's important that those working within the system be afforded the protection they need for their safety. Again, as we've been saying since July, as things stand right now, the protections that are afforded to teachers and those in our education system are significantly less than you would find in any public or private venue. It's why we need to do two things. We need to tighten up the safe precautions within our schools for the benefits of students and those who work in them, coupling that with putting teachers within that priority grouping in phase two. I want to stress, not ahead of healthcare workers, not ahead of our vulnerable population, but we need to be grouped in that second tier to ensure that those who work in our schools are safe and can continue working in our schools.
Dean, you spoke with Premier Andrew Furey about this yesterday. What was the reaction? How was the message received?
Premier Furey listened. He took it into account, and I guess how well the message was received, we'll see as decisions get made going forward. But Premier Furey was engaged in listening with me, and I'm hoping to see the right decision get made at some point in the not-too-distant future.
Before we go, I want to know, besides getting vaccinated, what else do we need to make teachers feel safe back in schools? And should we stick with online learning until everybody gets vaccinated?
Well, that would be a public health decision. What I would say is that one thing, and this is something that is, to me, is a logical step at this juncture. When it's safe for students to return to school, which, again, I have to stress that I do believe we will get back to our school system at the appropriate time when things we get past the epidemic. That being said, we'll get past this outbreak most efficiently if and when everyone follows and adheres to the public health measures. Upon return, we need to seriously look at a number of measures, and one thing that could be done very quickly and easily, I would say, is mandatory mask wearing, K through 12, unless there's documented exemptions.
All right. Dean Ingram, such a big conversation to have in such a short period of time. I appreciate your time this morning, though.
Always welcome, Martin.
Well, Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. Well, what are your thoughts here? Should teachers be bumped up in the priority list for the next round of vaccines in this province? Dean Ingram says absolutely. They're frontline workers. They're in the thick of it every single day, and it's the one way to keep our schools open. What do you think?